The catch back part of the end zone. Touchdown. Yes. Pass intercepted to the end zone. Touchdown. Hail Mary answered again. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
It's not hard to talk about. Our goal here is to win championships.
It's about that confidence. It's about guys believing in each other.
We understand it and we're ready to capitalize.
Welcome to Championship Sunday. The Packers are in Atlanta this afternoon, fighting for an NFC Championship game. I tell you what, Ted Stefaniak, Larry McCarron, this is Packers Today presented by Verizon. Everyone's excited. This is the seventh championship game for the Green Bay Packers.
We're talking Final Four football.
Isn't this great? This is perfect. And I tell you
Final Four, think about it.
The man who has led the Green Bay Packers to this run is Mike McCarthy. Of course, this is his fourth NFC Championship game, and somehow I don't think he's got enough credit for this great run.
Well, I think he's earned a lot of credit. If you go back, they were 4-6 at one time, and now they're in the Final Four. You go back to when they were 4-6, and I can recall Micah Hyde in the locker room, Morgan Burnett in the locker room, talking about how when Mike approached the team the Wednesday of that week, he was so positive. They were expecting a chewing out, and Mike was totally positive. Another thing the head coach did, and you talk about attitudes and changing an atmosphere, he said, "Hey, guys, if you need to put it on somebody, put it on me. You guys stay together." And that's exactly what happened, and the rest is history. The other thing about Mike McCarthy that goes underappreciated, the guy's great with X's and O's. You know, you're talking about, hey, we have no running backs. Remember, we began the season with Eddie Lacy and James Starks. They're gone. They're history. And somehow he's created an effective running game, and the X's and O's, he sees that in color while most of us see it in black and white. No, Mike McCarthy, I mean, he's having a heck of a year.
Here's a look at what Mike McCarthy has meant to the Green Bay Packers, including the playoffs. He's won 64% of the games that he's coached. His 10 playoff victories is also a franchise record. Of course, the sweetest victory dates back to that 31-25 victory over the Steelers in Super Bowl 45. Of course, Aaron Rodgers has also been spectacular during this time and, of course, during this stretch, and he's certainly happy with the way he has seen his team grow throughout the season.
When you get to this point where you've reeled off a lot in a row, the expectation changes from we're going to be competitive to we're going to win. And that's a very dangerous mindset for a team to get into.
Agreed. It is a dangerous mindset to have, and the Packers aren't the only ones to have it. As we begin to look at today's matchup, we're going to start where everyone will start with this game, and that's the quarterbacks. Take a look at what Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan have done over the course of their last eight games. In the zone, that's an understatement. These two have played out of their minds down the stretch here, and I can't wait to see this matchup today.
This is what you expect in NFC Championship football. I mean, the two best guys in the business, two guys having incredible years, two guys having MVP caliber seasons. You couldn't ask for more. However, there is more, so it is time for this week's scouting report brought to you by CarMax. And here are five things you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons.
With a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Play fake Ryan. Wants to fire it deep.
A Pro Bowl receiver.
11 is out there and it is caught. Oh, yeah.
And a Pro Bowl running back.
Freeman, touchdown Atlanta.
The Falcons have all the offensive bases pretty much covered. They're going to gain some yards. They're going to score some points.
They have it all. They can run the football. They've got an excellent action passing game, and they could drop back and throw with anybody.
Besides plenty of talent, the Falcons also have some pretty nifty offensive schemes. The Seahawks have everybody covered except the guy who catches the touchdown pass.
Wide open touchdown, Tevin Coleman in Atlanta.
Some of those things we're going to trust Dom and the coaching staff to try to get figured out and tell us what to do and how to do it. And as players, we get that game plan. We try to execute it as best we can.
Atlanta was the only team to start the same five offensive linemen in every game. Center Alex Mack is the best of the bunch, and you're watching him set a new record for longest sustained block in history. 18 yards worth, start to finish.
He's a great center, man. It's the NFC Championship, and I mean, I expect to get the best out of all five of them, and I'm going to give him my best, so looking forward to it.
In Week 8, the Falcons were so concerned with Aaron Rodgers' scrambling ability that they had Vic Beasley, the NFL's leading rusher, spy him at times. Ironically enough, Beasley fell into one of his 15.5 sacks while in that non-rushing role.
Rodgers in trouble, and he'll be sacked.
I would imagine they're probably going to rush their best guy. He's the sack leader in the NFL for a reason. He's had a great year. I mean, you see him on tape. He's very disruptive. So I doubt he'll be too much in that center role.
Atlanta's regular season defensive numbers are borderline crummy. But after allowing an average of 19 points a game over the past five, you could say the Falcons are trending in the right direction. With their penetrating style and speed up front, they do have the ability to disrupt.
They rotate a lot of guys on their front. They play 8 or 9 guys. They keep them fresh, and they come in there and they play relentless, and they play with a lot of physicality and a lot of speed.
Hit on the button and it's stopped. Playing on fire today for Atlanta.
A lot of the headlines this week has regarded injuries for the Green Bay Packers, and we're not going to get the injury report for a couple more hours, but when you look back to that first game against Atlanta, there were some guys missing in that game as well, but it didn't seem to matter for Aaron Rodgers. He really spread the ball around to some guys that didn't necessarily put up great numbers this season.
No, Ted, as you point out, certainly the health of the Green Bay Packers, kind of an unsettled situation going in. But you also have to remember, this is a team that has pretty much dealt with unsettled when it comes to injuries all season long at a variety of position groups. And somehow, some way, it's put together 8 straight victories and gone from, as we talked about earlier, 4-6 to the final 4. And the Green Bay Packers have experience in rising above those injury issues.
Absolutely. And when I look at some of the guys that were inactive for that last game against Atlanta, Ty Montgomery, Randall Cobb, Jared Cook, they didn't play in that game. So is there anyone in that group that you think could make a big impact in this game today?
Jared Cook. I mean, he's been the wild card. He's been that guy we didn't know really what we had. And now that he has been healthy and he's been a regular contributor, his contributions have been enormous, not only when he's getting the ball, also when he's not getting the ball, the way he affects defenses and how they cover the other guys.
You can't talk about a matchup with Atlanta without talking a little bit about Julio Jones. He led the league in receiving yards. He's a phenomenal receiver, but when he played the Packers in Week 8, 3 receptions, 29 yards, what did the Packers do right against him that time?
Covered him to death, and Julio Jones was a little nicked up, but they really devoted a lot of attention to him. 3 catches for 29 yards, I wouldn't count on that again. I mean, Julio Jones, 6'3", 220, and is probably going to be the fastest guy on the field. You know, really, he's not fair. That's not right that a guy has all that talent. But if the Packers can duplicate what they did earlier in Week 8, God bless them. But that's going to be a tall, tall task.
This man is ready for Championship Sunday. We hope you are, too. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. When we come back, a special one-on-one with Micah Hyde.
This is another opportunity, a different opportunity that we got to take advantage of.
Ryan steps up. He's getting sacked by the ageless one, Julius Peppers.
It's go time, and I think everybody has that feeling around here.
You know, we're ready for this, and I think it'll show on Sunday.
Clearly, Micah Hyde in his time here, I don't know the position he hasn't played outside, you know, offensive, defensive line. He's going to start out as corner, moved into the nickel, played safety. Just a very talented, instinctive player. Can't just say enough about the flexibility he gives us as a staff.
Welcome back to Packers Today. We're changing things up a little bit. We're in the locker room with Micah Hyde. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, Coach McCarthy on Wednesday talked a little bit about you, praised you, especially for your versatility. But, you know, when I look back at your bio and your high school days, versatility, that's nothing new for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've been all over the field plenty of times for many years now. So, yeah, it's nothing new to me, and, you know, it might be new to the fans, but, you know, I've played multiple positions plenty of times in the past.
Do you like the challenge of playing those multiple spots, or would you rather just kind of settle into one role, and would that make things easier?
I like what I do. I like the role that I play for this team, you know, whether some guys aren't able to play, some guys are. I like to, you know, switch it up, play different positions, and, you know, it keeps me on my toes.
Back to throw, Prescott steps up, he's hit and sacked. Micah Hyde on the blitz.
The goal last week against the Cowboys was to start fast, yeah. And Micah Hyde certainly set the tempo for the defense in that game. Was that by play design, or was that just kind of an individual effort?
Definitely play design. You know, I give it to the coaches. Dom was dialing up some good play calls for the defense, and we were able to mess up the rhythm. And you know, with an offense like that, an offense we're going to face, you know, this week, same thing, you got to mess up the rhythm.
You also had a big pick in that game against Dallas. And I went back and looked at the tape, and I'm pretty sure you were not in the Dallas offensive huddle. How the heck did you know that play was coming and make that pick?
You know, the film study. You know, we put in a lot of work throughout the week, you know, as DBs, you know, as a whole team, we put in a lot of film work. But that's just something that we talked about earlier in the week, and, you know, it showed in the game, and, you know, all the DBs were ready for it. And I was, you know, having one in the position to make the play. And, you know, thank God for the film study.
Where's the confidence of this defense going into this game this week?
You know, our confidence has always been there. You know, even after a couple tough performances that we had, you know, we felt like we got the guys on this defense that can make plays, make splash plays, get turnovers, stuff like that. And, you know, we have the veteran leadership. We have the young guys that, you know, come in and do their job. So we're definitely a confident defense, and, you know, we're hoping to get some turnovers this weekend.
What's the challenge in facing a guy like Matt Ryan in this offense?
He's really been a general of that offense. You know, he stepped up his game tremendously, and he has a ton of weapons around him. You know, with the receivers, with the backs, the two-headed monsters they have. You know, they're both healthy right now, and they got good tight ends. So, man, it's going to be a total defensive effort, you know, trying to contain their weapons, and it's going to be tough.
A lot of people look at Atlanta and they think Julio Jones, but yeah. The last time you guys played him, contained him. But they've got some depth in that group, don't they?
They do. They got some other receivers in there. They got a nice little blend of receivers. They got the big, tall, strong guys that can kind of outpower you. They got their small, quick guys in the slot that can take the top off. You know, they got it all. They got their weapons, man. Like I said, it's going to be a tough challenge for us, and we're going to go in there and try to compete and see what happens.
It's a great feeling this time of the year. You're one win away from the Super Bowl. Do you allow yourself to think about the prize that awaits the winner in Atlanta?
You know, I think that we've been mistaken if, you know, no one would say they weren't thinking about the Super Bowl. And that's something that you think about week one, week two. You know, you want to make the Super Bowl. It's a goal that we have. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's not going to happen without this game. So we know what's at stake. We know it's a Super Bowl berth that, you know, whoever wins this game. But you know, it's going to be a 60-minute football game. It's going to come down to the end, and yeah, that's the way we've got to look for it.
And we thank Micah for taking some time with us this week. And they're very busy getting ready for a game
really?
This afternoon. Yeah, they're very busy. But I tell you what, he was so impressive in that Dallas game. He really set the tempo for the defense from the beginning.
Ted, I'll tell you what, Micah Hyde is the Packers' version of the Swiss Army knife. He can do anything. And the thing about Micah, he's not just a jack of all trades, he's a master of all trades. You give him an assignment and he produces, and down this stretch, all the key plays he's made at the end of the Bears game, at the end of the Lions game, and you talked about the things he did in the Cowboys game, just a tremendous contributor for the Green Bay Packers.
There is more Larry McCarron. His Chalk Talk is coming up next. You're watching a special championship edition of Packers Today.
It's going to be a tough challenge for us to try to slow them down.
I don't think there's just one you can be focused on with that offense. They got a number of playmakers up and down the board, so I think rather than just focus on one area, I think it's their entire offense is what drives that team.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
If you're a defensive lineman and you play well against the Dallas offensive line, you can play well against anybody. And Kenny Clark played well against the Cowboys. As we shall see in this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros. Here, the Packers' first rounder takes on a double team from a pair of all pros. Look how Clark stays low, maintains the line of scrimmage, and winds up assisting on the tackle.
You can't go up in there high, man. You get knocked off the ball. They're good players, too. They got me a couple times, and it was a couple times I was able to hold my ground and get up under them.
Next, center Travis Frederick attempts what's called a reach block, but Clark defeats it with extremely strong and active hands before registering a solo tackle on Ezekiel Elliott.
The hands have to be locked out. Got to keep those guys away from me. Got to let the feet follow the hands.
Right guard Zach Martin is one of three Pro Bowl starters on the Cowboy line, but he too struggles with Clark's strength, getting bull rushed right back to the quarterback.
I got my inside hand in the middle of him, and I was able to push him back. Once he got rolling, I just try to get him back onto the quarterback before he made the throw.
Throws the middle, and it's broken up incomplete.
Clark at his best against one of the best lines in the league, and he wades right through it on his way to dropping Elliott for a loss of two.
And he's taken down out of bounds by Kenny Clark.
Very veteran play by the rookie. Really well done.
Just breaking down and make sure I'm square so that he didn't kind of shake me or anything. You know, I've been doing that since I was a little kid. So it was pretty good to show how athletic I was on that play.
Yeah, but you haven't been doing it against Ezekiel Elliott, have you?
No, definitely.
Hey, Ted, did you see Kenny break down in the open field? One-on-one, open field, Ezekiel Elliott, and the defensive lineman wins that? Impressive, big time.
Yeah, not an easy thing to do, but a different challenge for Kenny and the Packers defense this week. How do you affect a quarterback that gets rid of the ball as quickly as Matt Ryan? 2 or 3 seconds, boom, it's gone.
Well, it is a challenge, and that's one of the reasons the Falcons have a very high-powered offense. But you got to try to get him off his spot. It's not easy to sack him. The season has proven that. But you got to get him off his spot and make him uncomfortable. And, yeah, it's not going to be easy. Yeah, they do a lot of quick rhythm. But there are times he's going to take his shots deep. And when he does that, and there's going to be an opportunity to get it sacked or to get him off his spot, the Packer defensive front has got to deliver.
Well, it's a championship game, so I wouldn't expect it to be easy at all. It should be a great game today. Hey, we've got to take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll get the matchup of the game. You're watching Packers Today.
The fact that we went from 4-6 to 10-6, and here we are one game away from getting back to the Super Bowl is pretty remarkable.
How do you not think about it? You know, we're 60 minutes away from being there again, so it's obviously on our minds.
Everybody understands this is the last hurdle to get into our ultimate goal and, you know, achieving our dream there of becoming champions.
In the pocket, he can pick you apart, throw across his body, no-look throws.
The more time he gets, the bigger play he's going to make.
Scrambles left, throws end zone, caught! What a throw by Aaron Rodgers!
He's definitely the guy that I think everybody feeds off of.
The prize for winning this game today, a trip to the Super Bowl. It's a huge one, so what's the one matchup you're looking forward to today?
Well, Ted, individually speaking, it's going to be fun to watch on the line of scrimmage, Brian Bulaga against Vic Beasley. Brian's had a Pro Bowl caliber season, both the Packer offensive tackles have. He's had that kind of a year, and Vic Beasley, the NFL's leading sacker. So that's going to be a fun one to watch. But more importantly, the bigger picture, I think it's going to boil down to Green Bay's defense in its ability to contain a very, very high-powered Atlanta Falcon offense. The Falcons are going to get some yards, like we said earlier. They're going to get some points, but you got to keep it contained. You can't let them go nuts.
Can't wait to get this one going. Have a great call today.
Thank you, Ted.
It is Championship Sunday. Enjoy the game, everybody. Thanks for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.